Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, look at all the texts.
Yeah.
This is all Joe Wiley's fault. They are, of course, all saying Lord of the Dance because she told you to text in, and like sheep, you've all texted in to 81199.
Can sheep text nowadays?
Yeah.
Can they?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know
just
nothing.
Imagine Dolly with a hoof.
I don't know nothing, do you?
No, I don't, no. Do sheep have hooves?
I'd like to say that I am not going to go on Strictly Come Dancing, and I believe this was presented as some kind of fact on Joe Wiley's show earlier today by Natalie Jameson, who is supposed to be a respectable journalist. And that's a lie.
Is it a blatant lie?
A blatant lie.
Oh.
It's not happening. You will never, ever in a million years get me on Strictly Come Dancing. You're having a laugh.
You turned down Dancing on Ice, didn't you?
I did. I turned down Strictly Come Dancing before as well. I only turned down Dancing on Ice because I couldn't leave the side of the rink.
But Strictly Come Dancing isn't on a rink.
No.
So why did
but
you
I can't
turn down...
dance.
Yeah, but the whole point is you learn as you go on.
Believe me, I have no coordination in that
You've
way.
Got the tan and the teeth. You're halfway there already.
Seen the outfits they have to wear.
No, oh, really?
No.
Bit embarrassed, would you?
Really embarrassed.
Need a couple of socks.
So that's not happening. And I have texted Joe Wiley my feelings to her personal mobile phone, which I can't possibly say on the radio. On the upside, though, I've had loads of emails from girls saying that they found me speaking Russian quite hot yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like Claire in Romford.
Right, you know, that's one.
Laura in Cardiff. Meg in Bristol. Deborah in Inverness, they all love it.
So four, but...
No, there's more than that. I'm just giving you
a couple.
Oh,
okay, right. Yeah.
So, ladies, this is for you.
Hello?
Hello.
Здравствуйте.
Я горячка к печка. И хочу развлечься.
У детка. Очень оригинально.
У детка. Я тебе рад золь.
Не могу, такой смешной.
Да. Yeah, you love that, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, if
da.
You... Да. If you don't know what the hell's going on, yesterday was like a bonk holiday, if you like, in Russia, where they all take the day off just to... See, that's why they lost the football, I think.
They're all knackered.
Yeah, you would be, wouldn't you? You don't want to play sport after that, do you?
No, the idea, their minds were elsewhere.
The idea being that if you... make a baby yesterday, then if it's born on June the 12th, which is the National Day of Russia, you win a prize, like a car, microwave, dishwasher. What was that beep noise?
I don't know.
Quite random.
It came from your side,
okay.
Not mine.
So you win, like, fridge freezers and stuff if you have a baby on June the 12th. Now, I've made something else here, which I think you might quite like, because, like I said, I've got hundreds of emails from girls saying, give us more, Scott, ooh, baby. So, here's what it would sound like. Here's what it would sound like, right?
Yeah.
If I was in a Russian saucy movie. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hello.
Здравствуйте.
Ooh, djebtka. Вы сегодня будете драться?
Что, да?
У дебка.
Очень оригинально.
Я горяч как печка и хочу развлечься.
У дебка. Не могу, такой смешной.
Я тебе рад золь.
А включите еще разочек.
У дебка.
Что, да?
Blimey, that was over quick, wasn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I had an email from one of my mates yesterday, okay? And this had been forwarded around quite a lot to a lot of my other friends as well, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like quite a long email conversation with everyone joining in. And then if you go further down the email, I don't think they realise that they put it on there, but they refer to me, my other friends, with really quite an unflattering nickname.
Do they?
Which is obviously a nickname that they have that they keep from me, and I've never seen or heard of it before.
Is the game now I have to guess what it is?
Yeah, we're going to get some really good ones on the text, I think, aren't we?
Is it Moonface?
It's not Is that what you lot call me?
Oh, no.
Is it? Seriously?
No.
Do you call me Moonface?
No.
Behind my back?
No.
When I'm not here, do you call me Moonface?
No.
Right. No. Do your impression of Laura. Go on.
I don't have an impression of Laura.
Go on, do it.
Don't turn the tables. I don't
go on,
have
do you, go
I
on, like, you have a really good impression of Laura. You
I don't
do.
Have an impression
go
of
on,
Laura.
Go on, do it. Go on.
I don't have an impression of Laura.
Yeah, you do. That one you always do in the pub. Go on.
I don't at all. You're trying to turn it back. Anyhow, back to your story.
Do you call me Moonface?
No, I don't call you Moonface.
No, that wasn't the one that was on my friend's email.
Okay.
If anyone would like to guess what it is, then feel free. I'm probably going to turn the text off, actually, now.
Why have you written Moonface on the piece of paper in front of you?
Because I don't know, actually. Colin Murray's called me that before.
Has he?
Yeah. Right, I'm turning the email off and the text because I don't... I'm a sensitive kind of guy.
Is it Oompa Loompa?
No, it's not. BBC Radio 1 podcast. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Where are you?
On a train.
Okay. What's your name?
Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. What train are you on?
I'm just coming to Gatwick.
Okay. Is it a busy train?
Reasonably.
Right. I just got your text.
Uh-huh.
That's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be running for the connection state, the problem.
Are there a lot of people on the train, yeah?
Quite a few.
Right, okay. Was it my speaking Russian that did that, do you think?
It was either good that or good timing.
What, so when my Russian came on, like me in a saucy movie in Russia, is that the point where it happened?
Yes.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
That is amazing. I can make that happen for you.
I know, it's actually quite a good skill to have.
Isn't that great?
I'm massively confused.
Oh, would you like to tell everybody what's just happened, Natasha?
My bra just burst open.
So I can make ladies' bras burst open.
Just by speaking
just
Russian.
Just by speaking a bit of Russian. Should we try it again?
Well, there's not much more to break.
Well, no.
Have you done it back up, or is it broken?
Broken.
Right. How many people can hear this conversation now?
I don't want to know.
Okay. Good. All right, well...
Maybe if you do it again, her trousers will fall down.
I'm sitting down, so that would be fine. Wow.
She'd just be in her pants by the time she gets to Gatwick. I love you, Natasha.
Love you too.
Sorry it made your bra burst.
That's fine. I need a new one anyway.
Love you.
You love you too. Bye.
Right, let's see if it happens, right? Let's do it again,
okay,
and see if ladies' bras burst all over the UK.
Hello?
Hello.
Здравствуйте.
Я горяч как печка, и хочу развлечься.
У детка. Очень оригинально.
У детка. Я тебе радзу люблю.
Такой смешной.
Да. Right, if your bra bursts, then let me know on 81199. Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Are they being horrible?
No, they're not.
Mm. Oh, good. Laura's just printed off some...
That's just a small selection.
Okay. I think we've crashed the tech system.
Is it FA Cuphead?
No, it's not F.A. Cuphead. It's a secret nickname that obviously my mates have for me, which they put in this email, and they obviously didn't realise that I would see it. Right. It's quite far down on the email.
It's horrible, is this, actually? I'm
it is
really
horrible.
Feeling for you.
Thank you. Is it Bowling Ball Head, says Brett? Is it Sparkle Chops? Snotty Rocket?
Sparkle Chops.
Sunbed Queen? The Orange Gimp. No, none of them. Keep guessing. 81199. Right, the idea of the bookshop game is quite simple. What we do is call a bookshop, just anywhere, randomly, and ask for a book that doesn't actually exist. But the title and author when put together, may be slightly amusing if you have the kind of sense of humour that we have.
Tiddler?
No. Here's us calling a bookshop in New York.
I'm on Taylor Books. This is Dane.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, I'm looking for a book.
Yeah.
It's called Keep It in the Family.
Keep It in the Family. Hold on 1 second.
Can I give you the author? Seems to have gone off to play the drums. Hello.
Hey, thanks for holding. I'm just letting you know I'm looking for it. I just didn't want to keep you waiting.
Shall I give you the author?
Yeah, the author would be great.
Okay, first name is I-J-U-S.
Okay.
I don't know whether you've heard of him before. Surname is Kizmimama, which is K-I-Z-M-E-E-M-A-R-M-A.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think I have seen that in a review. I'm having a hard time finding...
Can I just check what book you're searching for there?
Keep It in the Family by I Just Kiss Me Marma. Okay. Keep It in the Family by I Just Kiss Me Marma.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
Anna.
How can I help, Anna?
My bra just burst. It popped open.
Did it?
Yeah.
Feel the power.
Feel the what?
Feel the power.
All right.
Is that because I was speaking Russian, yeah?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
It actually did?
I'm not really, but I thought it'd be nice to tell you
the truth. Girls are such teasers, aren't they? They tell you their bra's popped open and it hasn't at all. Radio 1, hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, it's Bobby.
How can I help?
Hello, mate. I was laughing at the last caller. Looked down and my flies are undone.
Was it me speaking Russian or was it her?
It was the Russian tones.
So your flies are undone now?
Well, they were, yeah.
Amazing.
Far too wrong.
And you're not teasing, are you?
Oh, I'm not teasing.
No.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who are you?
My name's Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Where
are you tonight?
I'm in Feltham.
Feltham, yeah?
Yeah, in Feltham.
Okay. How can I help?
Simon Webb is in the car park at my house right now.
Sorry, you broke up. Say again.
Simon Webb is in the car park singing outside my house.
Simon Webb off Blue? Well,
like Simon Webb off of Blue.
Like serenading you?
Yeah.
Wow. What? I know Simon quite well, but I don't think things are that...
Do you?
Well,
no, really. He was on posters and everything.
Yeah, but, you know, I know him to talk to and say hello to. I didn't realise times were that hard. He's singing in car parks now.
You know.
It's a big car park, is it?
It's huge.
Like Wembley.
I could liken it to Wembley.
Right. Why is he singing in a car park outside your house?
Because we had a new shopping centre and it's 1 year old today.
Wow.
He's come to celebrate.
Could they not have put him in the shopping centre and left him in the car park?
No.
Shopping centres often celebrate their birthdays.
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it's quite a big thing for Feltham.
Right. Are you going to sing when you open your local cinema?
Who, me?
No.
I have been offered the chance to do the grand reopening of the local shopping centre where I am originally from.
You just haven't made it then.
You what?
You just haven't made it yet.
No, well, it's not yet. It's in a couple of months, but they've sent the email. It's not just shops. It's like cinemas and everything there.
And they just want you to consider it.
Maybe, well, as you know Simon so well, yeah, you could ask if he'll come with you and
you could sing in the car park.
Sing in the car park.
While I cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I think you should.
Where did you say you were calling from again?
It's Feltham.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, innuendo bingo. You know Jamie Oliver's doing it on purpose, right? Just to get on this feature. We know this already.
Mm. So we got the flowers done, we got my balls ready, and I'm going to make a lovely light batter.
He's been doing it for weeks now on that show.
And even your balls. Pick your balls up very gently, and plop them in the oil. Right, let's get these babies out.
And it just goes on. Week by week, it gets worse.
Get your boy here, skin side down, and push, 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 push. Turn it over, and you see what you get.
Right. Surprisingly, he's been at it again. I'm telling you, he is doing it on purpose. Right, here's the new one.
So, look in there, right? We've got everything going, right? Start tossing it up. And you know that something is special is going to happen in there. That is going to be top.
Jamie, look, it's fine. A load of people watch your show. You don't need to get on Radio 1 every week on Innuendo Bingo. You're obsessed. Just leave it, yeah?
So once you've got it in there, just give it a really nice toss.
Oh, what's the dog?
Lovely. Taste, taste, taste. Incredible.
Oh.
I'd like to hear that again.
So once you've got it in there, just give it a really nice toss. Lovely. Taste, taste, taste. Incredible.
What is it about cookery shows? Thanks to everyone that spotted this one on Ainsley Harriet's amazing show on BBC Two, Take on the Takeaway. loads of people emailed me about this. This is somebody talking about chicken.
Got one thing to tell you, Tito. It's a little tip from you. It's good jerk takes time, yeah? Got one thing to tell you, Tito. It's a little tip from you. It's good jerk takes time, yeah?
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people saying I should not forget my roots and I should go and reopen that shopping
centre.
That's
what I said to you. You have to go and do it. Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
You're a local hero returning.
It's only because the only other person from my area is Benny Hill and he's dead.
I'm not chasing you around the cinema.
Hello?
Hello, Scott. Hello. I've seen Simon Webb as well.
You've seen Simon Webb as well? Is he in the car park outside your house?
No, he's at the local boating lake.
When?
About a month ago.
And where's this?
In Grimsby.
So not content with singing in car parks, Simon Webb is now singing at boating lakes.
Yes, in Grimsby as well.
Did you go along?
No, I was busy that night.
You busy? Oh.
Yeah.
So was he kind of on the water?
No, beside the water. There weren't a lot of people there. I think David
Well, they'd all
Sneddon
be wet if there were a lot of people there.
Yeah, I think David Sneddon was there as well.
Wow!
So, yeah.
Wow, he's got visions of Simon Webb on a pedalo going around the lake singing.
Doing all the hits of Blue.
Yeah.
One. Radio 1. I quite like this, where Simon Webb plays.
We should do, like, Simon Webb Watch. If you've seen him at any car park or boating lake, text us on 81199. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.